This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post will join us at 8:25. She covers the Commanders for the Post. But right now, it's time for EB's entertainment page.
Brought to you by
Cakes, driven by BMW of Fairfax. The DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Make sure you get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check them out at BMWFairfax.com. All right, boys. It's kind of funny stories here, interesting stories. The one that Valdez put as his top story is kind of interesting. Remember that guy, Army Hammer, who got in trouble for allegedly maybe threatening to be like a cannibal or something?
Yeah. He was exploring it.
He played the Winklevoss twins in the Social Network.
He
had allegations of sexual assault, rape, cannibal fantasies. Apparently did a podcast recently, his own podcast, Shocker Cakes. Everyone's got a podcast.
Yes, I do.
Everyone makes millions except for the Junks.
We're on the precipice of making money in the movie business.
Army Hammer time. What if our Dan Snyder thing goes through?
Big, huge ideas.
He said, he confessed that he had a dalliance. He at least explored the idea of bisexuality, of hooking up with a dude.
He said,
this is his quote, not mine. Gay dudes seem to have it so easy. Like, so easy, he said. And he said he talks about how, you know, there's always this narrative that, like, the gay guys, they get hook up all the time. Okay. You know, that whole thing. I don't know if it's true or not. It's cliche.
He was over women, like, at this point in his life.
You want to be gay with me?
He said women are the worst.
And he said he was at a restaurant. I guess he had gotten on, like, Grindr or something. And he said some guy is texting on the other side. And he goes, I'm at the same restaurant. I guess they have location services or whatever.
Easy hookup.
And he goes, do you want to, you know what?
Sure.
In the bathroom. Ooh, do you want me to give you a free you know what?
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, sure. He said, told his dinner guests, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
He says he goes in the bathroom. This is some French dude. He's like a good looking guy.
Ah, this is Army Hammer. You're one of the Winklevosses from the Social Network.
He said,
Come into the handicap stall with me, please.
He says, I'm going to give this a try. Maybe this will work. And he said, the guy's facial hair and physical size just started to turn him off. He started actually making out with him.
I feel bad for you that Mark Zuckerberg stole your Facebook idea. Now let's smooch.
he tried to start kissing him, and he said the beard was bugging the crap out of him. He says, why didn't you shave? And he said he remembers trying to get sized and couldn't even get a twitch.
I am French.
Not even a twitch down there,
I'm
Jason.
French. I do not shave for
you. Him?
What do you mean? I mean, no.
All right, that's what I mean.
He said the guy started to reach for his Johnson and there was nothing going on down there.
Did you say he was kissing him?
I think he tried to.
Did you bring your baguette into the bathroom, Mr. Hammer? Man, we could build a big comedy pyramid here.
What an interesting way to experiment with your sexuality.
That is so interesting.
You're at dinner and you're on a whim, you just make out with some stranger in a bathroom.
I mean,
How hammered do you think he was?
Hammered. I like it.
Army.
Army was pretty hammered. Yeah.
I don't know. Like that's wild that you would just go from 0 to 60 like that.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Guess he's open to it.
He is. He's experimental.
But I always get confused the name Army Hammer with the guy that. Isn't there another guy named Hammer, the military guy?
Oh, Arlie Ermey. You're getting
Arlie Ermey.
The guy from Full Metal Jacket.
I think he dumped off. Right?
He's been dead for a few years.
Didn't we have him in studio?
We definitely had him in studio.
And multiple phoners.
Yeah. We should do a list of former Junkies guests that are dead.
Oh, that's a long list.
That have hung out with us. Really? Off the top of your head?
Oof. What was that
list?
Sports reporter we had, the heavy guy that we had on all the time in the
Pasta
90s?
Pasta Belly?
I think he's still alive.
We used to call him
Len Pasquarelli's still with us.
No, not Len Pasquarelli. It was another guy.
I think he's
maybe
dead.
You're
right. I think Len Pasquarelli's dead.
He is?
I think so.
It's a good dead or alive
segment. Don't you remember? I think he had legal issues. The guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah. He's talked about the one-eyed in the
Edelstein.
Yeah, Edelstein.
Isn't he gone?
Is he dead or in jail?
I think he's dead.
You're the lowest form of life.
This guy is definitely dead.
We had him in studio.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
I mean, just
who's the comedian we talked about last week that we had in studio? We had quite a few comedians.
I think Pasquarelli's alive.
Mitch Hedberg dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
We had the guy.
Greg Giraldo.
That's who I was thinking
Giraldo,
of. Greg Giraldo. Dead.
Didn't even know he was dead.
Oh, yeah. He died like a drug overdose.
Yeah.
Who else?
That's probably a handful.
Didn't we have the agent? Who was the agent? Tank something or other?
Tank Black?
Tank Black.
Isn't he dead?
I don't think so.
I think he might be in jail.
Oh.
I thought he was dead.
Is he dead too?
I think Tank Black's dead.
All right.
I don't know. I have to double check.
It's kind of fun to think about all the guys that have donked off.
Maybe.
Tank Black?
Hold on.
No, he's still around. Among the living. I was wrong.
William Black.
Yep.
What about like coaches?
We got Tank Black, by the way. We got two Tank Blacks here.
Just have to say I'm broke. Never going to see the light of day again.
Three Tank Blacks.
That's crazy.
That's my favorite Tank Black.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's crazy.
Right. We had Lefty on. Lefty dead.
Well, I mean, Lefty made it to
right,
like 90,
we probably had dozens.
I know.
If you really
I'm fascinated
think about
by
it.
Death. I just want to know who we've had interaction with.
I mean, I can go get my old notebook with every guest we had on for the first 1,000 shows.
We had dead rock stars.
No, we're missing a whole genre of guests that we're not.
Yeah.
Porn stars.
Oh, they're all dead. Yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah.
Jesse Jane, dead.
Dead.
So dead.
Jenna Jameson, still alive.
She's
Jenna
still
James
alive.
Is still with
Tara
us.
Patrick, guessing still alive.
Still alive, unless something happened
recently. I think Jesse Jane's boyfriend, though, he's dead. Too.
I don't know.
EB's girl, Janine, probably still alive.
Janine?
I think she is.
The one that she says like the most beautiful.
she was very pretty. Did you not think she was pretty?
She was very pretty.
She was very pretty.
Yeah. And then she got all the. I think she had just gotten the tattoos.
She drove 150 miles an hour.
There was one.
She smashed the wall so fast.
There was one porn star that came a few times that Jason just loved the boyfriend. Do you remember he was like a basketball player?
I think it was Jesse James.
Or was that Jesse James?
No, that was Tara Patrick, I thought.
No. Tara Patrick was it. Yeah, he was the like rocker a rock dude.
Evan Seinfeld.
Evan Seinfeld.
You don't know the name of his band. If you can name his band, I'll give you $2.
It wasn't Orgy, was it?
It was not.
Wait. It's
JP's gonna kick himself when he hears it.
It's death or something like
it's
that,
close.
Isn't it?
What do you know about Biohazard, EB?
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing. I can tell you.
We had Sam Huff on multiple times, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Did an appearance with Sam. Oh. Great.
keep going down the dead highway.
This is a great entertainment page.
I love that.
Trying to figure out which former Junks guests have moved on to the next plane.
Trying to think of like athletes that have died.
Oh, I know one. This is a tragic one.
Yeah.
Former Washington Capitol, Chris Simon.
Oh, yeah. Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Within the last like 2 years, I want to say, he passed away.
Right. Did Paul Tagliabue die?
Dead.
We had him.
Been dead for a while.
One of our first guests. The new stadium.
I
went to the urinal right next to Paul Tagliabue.
Former Junks guest, dead or alive.
Was that pre-dividers?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I could see
definitely
his slinky.
Was.
He had nothing on Mr. Hill, though, my 7th grade social studies teacher. He would stand about 3 feet away from the urinal. You guys were all raving about the Oscars yesterday. You guys were all big into it. Did 18 million viewers, but down.
Nubs.
From a year ago. Smaller total audience. but did gain some younger viewers. The telecast hosted by Conan averaged 18 million viewers on ABC and Hulu. I didn't realize it was also on Hulu.
I don't know how it's getting younger audience, because at one point, okay, they closed by bringing out Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
I mean,
they're older.
Yeah, but they had the Wicked Girls singing at the open.
Okay, but they also had Morgan Freeman on stage. He's 82, and I can't remember who else they brought out.
Gene Hackman. That makes sense.
But they brought out at least two octogenarians within a half hour.
It threw me, by the way. I know that Morgan Freeman did something to his left hand. The fact that he wears like a glove on his left hand, it just tilts me when I see it.
Hey, the ratings might be down because I think Hulu was having massive outages.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, yeah. They're supposed to be streaming it live for people who cut the cord. And like people were having issues logging on. You couldn't watch it. People were bitter who had Hulu.
Yeah.
Mm. We're trying to watch it.
Coming up in about 3 minutes, we'll reveal today's Buckets and Bets keyword for your chance to win a fantastic Odyssey prize. So keep listening for that keyword.
Can I ask you a question, Drab? You're I would call you the official wrestling mark of the show. Why is John Cena all getting a lot of run lately?
Because he turned heel.
Okay. He became a bad guy.
All right, explain. Like right, what? Like a WrestleMania or something? Like
no, so John Cena,
he's a notorious good guy.
He's never gone heel.
He's always been a face. Career. He's been face, EB. Right.
He's refused his entire career. He's
but at I thought the very he was end. Retired or something.
Well, people think this was his retirement match. This is why it was so shocking. And if you can joan if you want, but one of the things like that WWE does so well over the years, they always do the unexpected. Whenever you think something can't happen, they do it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It was out of sight. Like people would have never even thought that was something that was going to happen. Because this whole thing, what was his three words? Courage, respect.
Is it honor, courage, respect?
Something
maybe?
Like that, right? So that's been his whole. It was kind of like Hulk Hogan, right? Mm-hmm.
But Hulk Hogan was a heel.
No. When he turned heel, it was like the most shocking thing ever in wrestling. So Cena finally did it after 20 something years of being the good guy. Here at the very end, he turned heel and stomped on Rhodes, Cody Rhodes.
Hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Hustle, loyalty, respect, yeah.
And The Rock was there, too.
And The Rock was there.
The Rock gave him the signal.
The throat slash or whatever that was.
Yeah, it was like a weird throat slash. It was a weird throat slash.
Weren't people losing their mind because Travis Scott was also in the ring at the same time?
Right. He was there.
I mean, trust me, I know nothing about wrestling.
I saw the clips. I'm right with you. Yeah,
what I've seen on Twitter.
Looked like he jumped on the pile.
What happened to Logan Paul doing the wrestling stuff? He just
still
rarely,
doing it.
He rarely does it? Or
no, I think he's around.
He's still doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, because I think he's a beast, like, athletically. You know, he does a lot of crazy stuff. And
I couldn't have less interest in any of the Paul brothers at this point.
I know.
Less than zero interest.
I don't think I have any interest in Logan Paul fighting, but I do have interest in him as a wrestler.
I got
zero.
He's
pretty entertaining.
Logan Paul, hey, didn't he go the distance with Floyd Mayweather?
So you have interest in watching him?
Yeah, like when he's like doing all his flips and they go viral or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But for some reason, you like him. But if it was the other guy, like in wrestling, there used to be a guy, I think his name was Edge, or maybe Christian or something like that.
I don't know.
They used to do flips and stuff, the same stuff that he's doing. You wouldn't care about those guys.
Correct.
So there's something about...
Well, there's something about a complete unknown jumping in. It's the same thing, honestly, with Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee goes, like, they're not wrestlers, per se.
What about Shane McMahon?
Well, I don't know.
Shane McMahon should jump from like 30 feet high in a cage.
Yeah, I don't think he's as athletic as these guys. What McAfee and Logan Paul have done in the ring, I thought was pretty remarkable for guys that aren't even really wrestlers. I don't know. My perception.
All right, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend, and you can enter right now with the keyword brick at thefandc.com, theteam980.com, and thefanrichmond.com for your chance to win. Again, the keyword is brick. Enter now. When we come back, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post will join us to talk Washington Commanders next.